proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We conclude this initial look at God's servant in Isaiah chapter 53 by turning our attention to the sixth verse of that chapter. This verse contained one of the most profound statements about substitutionary atonement that can be found in the New Testament. It addressed two facets of sin, the prevailing human proclivity to transgress, and how a holy God dealt with offenses. Note again that the personal pronouns we, our, and him recur throughout this verse. If God's servant depicted the entire Jewish nation, and we substituted that designation for the pronoun him, then the passage in Isaiah would read like this: "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on us the iniquity of us all." Such a statement makes no sense. Thus, the word him in that Isaiah passage could not refer to the Jewish nation. Isaiah noted the spiritual waywardness of the Jewish people when he wrote that they had gone astray. He compared them to sheep wandering away from their shepherd. This idea of God's people as sheep recurs throughout the Bible. For instance, the author of Psalm 100 declared that, quote, "We are his people and the sheep of his pasture," unquote. According to the 15th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus Christ also compared the Jewish people to sheep. Yet in the 50th chapter of Jeremiah, God compared his people to lost, to scattered sheep. Indeed, in Ezekiel chapter 34, God exclaimed that, quote, "My flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth," unquote. In the 6th chapter of Mark's Gospel, the Savior viewed his Jewish companions as they were, quote, "sheep, not having a shepherd," unquote. How did such a circumstance come about? In Jeremiah chapter 23, God blamed the spiritual leaders of the nation of Israel, who had dispersed his sheep. In the 2nd chapter of his 2nd epistle, Peter labeled such individuals as false teachers, who, in his words, quote, "privily shall bring in damnable heresies," unquote. As a result, such individuals led others off the path that God had set forth for his people to follow. However, the Jewish nation frequently tended to wander away from God on their own accord because of their own waywardness. The author of the book of Judges repeatedly recounted how, quote, "every man did that which was right in his own eyes," unquote. In the 2nd chapter of Jeremiah, God observed that, quote, "My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that could hold no water," unquote. Such transgressions merited divine punishment. Yet God's servant paid that penalty, as Isaiah noted, when he wrote that, quote, "The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all," unquote. New Testament authors attributed that atonement to Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter, that apostle noted that, quote, "Christ also suffered for us," unquote. John wrote in his first epistle how Jesus Christ served as, quote, "the propitiation for our sins," unquote. The author of Hebrews added that, quote, "Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many," unquote. In future sessions, we'll delve further into the secrets contained in Isaiah chapter 53. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.